Blog Talk Radio.
Told me you were special.
Too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my porn star.
If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About
you as real as they come.
But you would rather be on them
drugs.
And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where'd I throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. To run the streets in the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
ain't enough. I wanna feel the truth. Put your voodoo on me, babe. Kiss my lips and curse me, babe. Show me how you do your magic, babe. Lead me to your secret jungle, babe. Yeah, you're walking girl on my mind. You in my dreams all the time.
If I take myself off of mute. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You have just entered the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Pearl La Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Diva, I am wonderful. How are you? I'm doing, though.
It's been a day.
I know for you it's been a weekend, but for me it's been a day.
Girl, yeah, just about a whole week, honestly, because the roller coaster started before the weekend. But it's all good. It's all good. I'm blessed. I still got my divine light inside me that I can cover all my loved ones, my friends, and cover y'all with this. It's all good. I'm blessed. Y'all blessed.
Yeah,
we good.
Well, Diva, before we move one step further. Ladies and gentlemen, today is my Bedroom Voice Diva's birthday. So, girl, I wish you a happy birthday and many more.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. I expect you to say that, but thank you. It's all good. Thank you so much. Well, let me finish giving the introduction to the show because I know people are anxious to hear some poetry and get this thing going. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
All the time, especially my poet one. That's my best one. I love it.
You know I love my poet bracelet. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. Now, I'm going to give a special shout-out and a thank you to a very, very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we talk about, that we adorn our bodies with. Man, this guy right here, if it wasn't for him, there would be no Epiphany, there would be no us. We probably wouldn't even know each other. And I'm talking about Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah. And these pieces of jewelry that we speak of, they can be acquired over there at RawlingsBRaw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, you can holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get through to get your raw links, because these are beautiful gemstones and precious metals and wood even. Man, I love them. I love them. And I'm getting ready to put them to work and get them to make me some more soon enough. I'm coming for you for real. I'm coming for you. Man, Diva, this topic, my goodness, I'm getting a hot flash just getting ready to talk to you about it. Let me take my clothes. Well, not all of them, but some of them. Why don't you give us some insight on this amazing topic here? My goodness.
Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to delve into the topic of, do you have a stash, you know, of sexual things that will thrill your partner if you have one, or are you enough? So we want to know. Yeah.
Well, Diva, are you enough, or do you delve? Do you have a stash of toys?
Well, you know what? You know what? How about if I tell you in my piece about
that? Well, let me get the hold on now. Wait a minute. Let me get down off the stage and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready.
And then I'm.
Go ahead.
All right now. This
is
called my stash. Thank you. I have a stash that's mainly for me. Yes, I have a few things for my man, but I'm really enough. When I decide to use them, it'll be part of my plan to seduce him, then make love to him. I love the feeling of vibrations, so I have a toy tongue, pleases us both, and some motion lotion to heat things up, making him shiver from the sensation. Amazing how things can come from a bottle or two. Hey, did I mention I also have lube? It makes things go with ease, all the while I'm on my knees. And him making me scream, yes, baby, please. No, I don't have everything in my stash. I was going to buy a Vibe and give my man the remote, but it was way too expensive, so that idea went up in smoke. But like I said, I don't have everything. But one of the last things in my arsenal is one of his favorites, cock ring. He loves it because it gives us pleasure. But I thank him more than me. And lastly, what I have in my stash isn't in a box. It's sexy. It turns him on, makes me feel like a fox. It's my lingerie. And he doesn't mind if I wear it at night or during the day.
Well, then. I should have put a
disclaimer on it that most of this is fiction because I haven't really delved into everything yet, but. You know,
ooh,
just let my imagination go wild. How about that?
Well, we love your imagination.
I know, do have a sexy imagination.
Girl, you said, wait a minute, what you say your tongue was? Say it again. Tell me one more time.
Which one? What line?
You said your tongue was what? A toy of what? A
tongue? Oh.
What is it?
Now, it's a toy tongue. Now, I do have one of those. And when you press the button, it vibrates and it goes, you know, up and down like, woo, girl, that thing.
That's called a tickler. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. That's some tickling on it. But,
girl, yeah.
but it has different speeds to vibrate and everything, and I love it. Now, that's one thing I do have. Hell yeah.
Girl, I love you some toys.
Yeah. But anyway, Diva, I want to know that you have a stash. Well, I bet you do. But
I do.
All right.
I do. It's not as large as what I accumulated over the years when my husband was here, because he, I don't know what his deal was. He just took and disappeared all my damn toys, and I had a very, very, let's say, you know that, oh, you weren't there. Well, just imagine, have you ever been into a sex shop and you've seen the displays all on the wall? Okay, well, I had enough to actually fill a display wall at one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Super sensitive everywhere. But he decided to get rid of them. And after that, I wasn't doing that. So I didn't see no need to restock until up until a few years ago, I started accumulating a little bit here and there. And, you know, and there was this book that I ordered that came with a toy. And it has, it's like a hot pink. It's actually my favorite one. It's just lovely. It does everything. It's multifunctional. And it has a use for every hole.
Well, damn.
I love it. It has like 10 people that join too. I love it. But I'm not going to go too much in depth in that. But yeah, I love me some toys. Shit, I love play, period. Yo. Woo, I wish I could find my piece called All Play. Oh my goodness.
Oh my. But you know what? Have you ever seen that it's a thing where and I forget where it is, but it could be on YouTube or something like that. Probably on the nasty side, but the guy gets this remote and this little insert that she inserts, and he presses the button anytime he wants to, and she's like,
the vibrating. You know what? I want to get some of them, but I got to have somebody to play with to have those. You know, I want to use them all walking around just zapping myself. I want him to zap my ass. You know what I mean? And I look.
I
wouldn't mind if he bought a pair and snuck them in on me, shit. Because you're not, the woman actually doesn't know that there's a device inside. You know, it's supposed to be just that thin. When she puts them on, she doesn't even feel the difference. They're just a nice-looking pair of drawers, you know. And he plays. He has fun. I don't see anything wrong with it. I like it. As long as you don't go overboard.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Absolutely. But they're very expensive. Very expensive.
That's all right. It's all right. You got to pay to play, right?
Well, now, you know what, Diva? You're so right.
Right.
I might reconsider. Yeah, I might
gotta play. Gotta pay to play, baby. Pay to play.
Yeah.
And if that's what it is to get some pleasure, I think that is the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. So, but Diva, I know you got something delicious, delectable, and hot for us to listen to. So
I'm gonna be
the one.
Uh-huh. Go ahead,
I'm going to step on and put the spotlight on you, Diva.
All right.
So the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I had a time this past weekend, so I really didn't write anything up until the last hour. So this was just a couple of words I threw together, you know, because I couldn't get my head together to write something. So I'll give you what I got, you know, and I hope it doesn't
disappoint. That's all right.
Okay.
Nah, never done it.
This is untitled. I may as well call it Toys, though. All right, here we go. Toys, that wonderful collection of mine, a box filled with pleasurable tools. Big ones, little ones, short ones, long ones, fat ones, slim ones, all of them one of my favorite at some time or another. Toys, I do so love them. and they love me. And it's not that I have to be compared or to compete. Just me alone has always been enough. That sweetest treat, just between the sheets, just beyond those walls that release, just enough sound to get you, them, him, and me tangled up in all that heat. So as far as toys go, it isn't him agreeing or not requesting or denying toys. It's all on me, and he knows that I can take them or leave. And that's that piece.
You know, I like that. You like toys, toys. Like, and I love them, and they love me.
Absolutely.
You know, you know, I can imagine you must need batteries a lot.
Girl, my battery supply stays replete. Do you hear me?
I know that.
I ain't playing
that's
with
what's up.
Not hey. Playing with.
And you can't.
Girl. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to throw a song on for us and see if some of these numbers I see sitting here in the studio will raise their hands so we can get some of this poetry going. So I know y'all
absolutely.
Know what it is. Stop playing. Well, you can play with yourself, but stop playing with us. Or we'll be right back.
Come on, Jay.
The moon, light the candles and bring the wine. Wanting you, having this feeling for some time now. Come on in, take off your coat and stay a while. I've been waiting for just so we could make.
Thank you.
Diva. I like that song.
Yes, yes. Take control. Hell yeah.
I think we need to do a show on that one day, Diva. Slow or fast. I don't know if we did it before, but we can always do it again.
Okay. And who sang this song? Is that Silk?
Tank?
Oh my God. You know what? Mm-hmm. I just I was looking at a song of his, and I'm like, I'd turn it off. Because somehow it was on YouTube and it had the video. I said, oh, no. See, that just messed me up.
Is it dirty? Is it his song Dirty? Like when I do you dirty. My
oh, God. Yeah.
Whoa.
And slowly. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Right, that is my joy. But I believe we have a caller. The hands are waiting to come in here. Let's open up this microphone and see who it is we have on here. I think this may be our connection.
Yes.
Is this our Diva Lady A?
Hello.
Hey,
Diva.
How are you?
Are you up for some scintillating poetry?
You know we are. Scintillate, tickle, do what you want. Bring all those wonderful things that you love to do to us here in the Erotic Love Zone. Yes. But we got to ask you the question.
But if you
do
what you did 2 weeks ago, we're going to be in trouble. I know that.
Girl, you heard? Woo,
hey.
All right. You brought it. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. But we do have to ask you the question, Lady A. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a collection or a box with sexual items that will thrill your partner? And if you have one, or are you enough in the bedroom?
Well, I'll have to say I have one to play, but I like to be the one in the bedroom. But I wouldn't mind having some little frolicking with my friend, too, at the same, you know, a little bit of spice, throw a little bit of cayenne pepper in there, you know.
Could I ask you another question?
Yep.
Could you define frolicking, please?
Frolicking is having a tremendous amount of fun. Bouncing off the bed or the table or the couch or the floor.
Ooh. Okay. Frolicking.
Yeah.
You know what? You're having way too much fun.
I didn't know it was frolicking.
Yeah.
Ooh, I frolicked myself right off the bed onto the floor.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of fun, you know.
I
have to do a little quick story. This is when I was married with my ex-husband, and one night we were frolicking, and he got up afterwards and stood on the bed and sang "O Canada." after all was said and done, that's what he did. The Olympics were on at the time. And so he got up, after all was said and done, he got up right up on the bed and just stood there in his wherewithal and sang, "Oh, Canada."
Oh, he
I guess he must have won the gold that night.
He was being patriotic. Oh, I love it. I love it. There's nothing wrong with that. Look, you know what?
Not a thing. That was one of the best. That was a lot of fun.
I bet. You know, that is one of the best things, being in a relationship with a guy that can actually make you laugh. You know?
Usually
I'm the one being silly and talking smack and doing something to bring about some laughter. I love to make people laugh. I don't care who it is. But when you have a guy that can tickle you like that,
he has a great sense of humor. I was his biggest fan for sure. And he made me laugh. He was very funny. He's a very funny person.
That's beautiful. That is awesome. All right, well, Lady A, we know you brought something. We heard you say, did we want to be titillated or whatever it was, tickle, whatever. So what I'm going to do, give me a second to climb down off the stage and adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thanks. This is called Telephone Wires. Miles of separation, pondering his adoration, arouses sexual imaginations. Distance did not impair desire that came to bear, alone with my fingertips, not enough to satisfy my lusting lips. Crazed, I dial his number. I say, maybe I need your member. Blistering breath blazes through lines, my ears braces. Sultry sirens sizzle, speaking sensual sonnets and symphonies. Sing a song of tantalizing tongue, traversing phallus to find the peak. Pearls erupt, tasting sweet. Tongue licks, mouth slick, suckle stick. Melting wires with my desires, he breathes heavy with my fire. Baby, 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 I want to hear you come. Moan for me, hum. Deep within his throat, animal groans, he admits. Imagine, darling, your warm cream. I rub it on Venus and scream. Let me visualize you squirm. He tells me how his fingers burn. He fits them into my sweet and wet. He licks, his tongue licks. His hands envelop aching breasts, pinches, pulls, I don't contest. I push him off. Now watch me until I'm engorged. He speaks my name. Telephone wires burn up as a forge. In peace.
Oh, damn.
I was supposed to go cheat. Wow, excuse my language for dying. You know what? For real? Yes. Get them sizzle, crackle, and burnt up.
Did you ever have phone sex?
That was hot.
Hell yeah.
Again.
Hell yeah. I love me some phone sex. Talk to me and talk nice and nice.
Hey now, yeah.
That was delicious, Lady A.
So you almost made me want to call the man up, sister. Wait a minute, I just might after the show. Wake him up. Hey, wake up.
Go ahead.
Ooh wee! That's all I got to say. Ooh wee!
Look, I can say
it's
a whole
fun.
Lot
it's
more.
Fun.
Absolutely,
we better
not,
because ooh wee, it is fun. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I never liked it until I was in my late 30s, early 40s. Because you know why? I didn't have the right person.
Yeah.
See, I don't need anybody really to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell them what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? And then I want him, to do the same. Or I want to hear some sound. You know what I mean?
There's something about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lady,
I'm going to ask you. Are you loud when you're in the midst of having wild and crazy sex? Like, are you noisy?
Oh, I can be. I can be. I'm vocal. I am very, very vocal. But if I'm just deliriously crazy. Oh, I'm gonna have to get loud.
Yeah, I'm really loud. Yeah, I make a lot of noise. I make a lot of noise when I'm enjoying sex, making love, and when I am sick. I'm a moaner.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, far
no.
as I go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I was waiting for you.
Okay, well, me, I can be extremely loud. If I'm stimulated, right, because I know I said this 1,000 times, I am a switch in the bedroom. I like to relinquish complete control, and I'm very obedient. So if I'm told what to do at the level of them stimulating me, right, if they say it the right way, because there's got to be a particular kind of way that it has to be said to me. You can't just say, blah, blah, with no spice on it. It's got you got to have some bass in your voice, and you have to be very direct. And it doesn't have to be a whole lot said to me, because that's just going to take away from it. But that one particular command, child, please, yeah, you have me howling, screaming, squirting, skeeting, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Lord.
You know what? Outside of the bedroom, I'm not a control freak, but I am in control of my life. I know who I am and what I want, so I can be very direct as far as my life goes. But, honey, when I get behind them closed doors and you get me between them sheets, it's a whole different animal I turn into. So,
yeah.
You damn right I get loud.
Are you got other people waiting online? Because I got another little story to tell you if you have time.
You got time. Go ahead, tell it.
You got time. Go ahead.
Okay. I have an experience. This was so... 10 years ago, I guess, and the man I was with was a truck driver, a long haul. He owned his own. He was contracted out to a big company. Anyway, no one was allowed to travel in the trucks and with the drivers. So, anyhow, I wanted to go on this trip, and he had just bought a brand new truck. He got a new one every 4 years, and so it had to be christened because there's a bunk in the back. So we went north, and it was about a three-hour drive, and we went up and with the plan of christening the truck, and we went up north, and on the way back, nothing was happening. We were halfway home, and it was dark out, and he wasn't stopping, so I didn't say anything at all. I just, in the seats had... what do they call them? Not hydraulic, but they bounced a lot. And so, I never said a thing, and I took my shirt off, and I took my bra off, and I just sat there in this seat driving down the road with that bounce going on, and I'm relatively voluptuous in that department. So I just sat there just as quiet as can be with the girls having a great time, and, the next off-ramp, he pulled off. And we had, a really hot session, and it was a lot of fun. I think you have to do stuff like that in order to keep things burning, It's fun.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I agree. Yeah, honey, I'm tons of fun. I have... I've christened God's creation in a lot of different places. And I'm definitely a nature girl. Definitely. So I'm going to leave it to y'all's imagination. But I love that. If you got the right kind of vehicle, because you can't do it in every vehicle,
No.
And I love a sunroof. Good God. Yeah. For real estate. Yeah. Baby. Yeah. Hello. And I love to listen to you tell a story. It tickles me because you giggle with certain parts that you say, and that just makes it all the more better when you are telling them. That was a great story. Thank you.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It. I got a song for you, Lady A, that I'm going to send all you
right.
off with while you heading on over there to the Love Lounge. It's still the Love Lounge, you know. This is just the erotic love zone. Okay. I'm going over there. Grab yourself a
thanks
drink.
So love you guys.
Love you too. One love, one mic.
Oh, we love you too, girl. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Ooh, yeah. I got a song for her. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
You won't kiss and tell, I'm for real. I wanna give you a supply. How it feels when your heart's beating fast, sweat drips off your body.
You got some good music on tonight, Diva. I love it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, you know what? I like to get in a certain mood. And, you know, music to me is life, girl. It's what puts me in the mood. It's
yes.
what helps calm me. It's what taps into my poetic side, makes me want to write, you know, or just, you know,
yes.
Go back and enjoy life, you know. I think we need to do a station identification.
Absolutely.
You got that, Diva? My device is acting a fool.
I sure do.
All right.
I got it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is true. You are in the erotic love zone. I'm Ms. VIP, and my diva, La Perla Negra, is riding shotgun with me, as always. And tonight, y'all know what it's about. We want to know, do you have a little stash put away with sexual items that will thrill your partner if you have one? Or are you enough in the bedroom? So we just want to know. Hey, but we thank you if you're listening online and you got until 11 o'clock, but the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Press that one. So, Diva, you know, I was thinking about another piece, and I wrote this a while back ago. So what you think? Diva, are you muted?
Oh, my God. I'm just talking. I'm animated and everything. I said, absolutely. Let me just move out the way and adjust the spotlight. Hold on. Don't move. All right. Perfect. Whenever you're ready, Diva, the mic is yours.
I'm a child. I hope I finish this piece. This is untitled. Candlelight, jewelry, fruit, the flowers too. It's nice to romance me, but baby, all I need is you. I love being seduced by your embrace, being softly kissed on my lips, forehead and face. Let the Delphonics play on. Tonight we'll make our own song, a slow jam with vibes of light and peace. Filling with all our hearts that love that will never cease. Come hold me, baby. Let me feel your heartbeat. Let me massage away all the worries of the week. Let me put my loving on fleek so your every trouble goes away. And I can do this more than a day. The walks we take, the conversation we make, the more I dig this groove. You treat me so well, there's nothing more to prove. Your chivalry. It's so old school. Glad I didn't end up the fool. So tonight I'm going to return the favor. I'm going to be in my lingerie, cooking dinner. And when you come through the club, through the door, take off your clothes. Go through the bathroom door. Sink your body in the tub. I'll do your hot bath. And let me wash your body and dry you off, lotion you down. My hands are the best around. Then later, if you like, my body your favor and have some motion lotion in my favorite flavor. Let me put some on you and blow until you feel the heat that's in the deepest part of me. And that's that piece.
Yeah, I feel the heat already.
Oh, that a long while ago.
My goodness. I'm trying to find, I got something for y'all. I got something for y'all. It's a little lengthy because this is actually from my book that I'm writing. So I want you to be patient with me and just sit there.
Girl, go ahead.
And try to picture the scene, okay?
Oh,
ready?
Oh, hell yeah. The mic is yours, Diva. And I'm going to sit back. Wait, where's my wood? Oh, here it is. Okay, Diva. I'm ready.
All right. Mic mine. All right. This is called, this is actually part four, and it's called Parsecs. She could tell from the stretch of road he took that this ride would be lengthy. She wanted to hold his hand, but he was using it to control the gear shift, so she just placed it gently on top. And their chemistry was already strong, but it was just something about when their skin made contact that it intensified it. Because when she touched it, something had come over her. Her mouth watered, and all she wanted to do was have him fill it. So she closed her eyes and bit her lip, trying to hold back how bad she needed to taste him, but all she could see was him sucking her mouth. And she loved that shit. That was one of the things she wanted to reveal about herself to him. But he did feel her energy, and he told her, "Baby, just as you gave me you, you can have any part of me, anytime." She opened her eyes, breathing heavily, and softly said, "I want to suck your dick. Please." He quickly shifted gears to slow down and pull over. And when he parked, just as he was about to unfasten his seatbelt, she grabbed his arm, looked up at him, and said, "Don't move. Just put the seat back and let me have control." And then kissed him as she reached over, unfastening it. The rain hadn't washed away the scent of her on him from that quickie behind the building earlier, but she could still smell it. And her clit convulsed almost to climax, knowing he soon would be filling her mouth. She loved taking control and enjoying every second. So using her teeth, she pulled his shirt up from his pants slowly and then placed a kiss just below his navel. Continuing down with her mouth watering even more, she almost lost it and ripped his pants open, but he calmed down just enough to do it just the way she liked it. And then biting the leather of his belt, pulling it through the buckle, her teeth simultaneously pulling at the top of his pants while pushing the button through the buttonhole with her tongue, and finally gripping the zipper, gently pulling it down with her teeth as her lips slid along his shaft. It was like a brick, stiff and thick. She licked all the way back up to the shaft, to the head, and popped that head in her juicy mouth straight to the back of her throat. Holding it there for a few seconds, and then started bobbing up and down while slowly forming a wave of motion with her tongue, massaging his shaft. He moaned, cried out, "Oh, shit, baby." She loved hearing him moan, almost as much as she was going to love swallowing him. "Oh, shit, baby, god damn, oh, god," is all he could say from her slobbering and sucking until his fat, juicy tool swelled. And as the buildup started, he grabbed the back of her neck, but she stopped working on it and looked up at him and said, "Go ahead, Daddy. Fuck my mouth." Then she shoved him right back in, straight to the back of her throat again. And he said, "Fuck." And he pumped and swelled and pumped and pumped. And as he swelled to exploding all in her mouth, down her throat, she gulped and gulped and swallowed and swallowed. And she gave one last suck on his dick to drain it. and slid him out of her mouth slowly as she raised to sit back up comfortably in her seat. He just laid back, feeling his heart beat until it calmed down. He couldn't believe how good the way she just sucked him off was, saying to himself, damn, she didn't just suck it. She devoured it. He didn't just want to make love to her now. He wanted to fuck the shit out of her. Pleased beyond measure, she sat smiling, quietly fingering herself to the thought of his moans and how exquisite he tasted. While he gathered himself, he started the car and got back on the road, headed towards his place. He was slightly jealous of her fingers, though, catching glimpses of her out the side of his eye, pleasing herself without him, thinking how good he was going to eat. He growled, remembering he got only a taste of what his fingers had slipped inside of her and that short sample of her overflow behind the building. He was different, though, because he could eat and eat and eat, smirking and saying to himself, she has no idea that I am the beast of pussy eating. And that's their piece, for that's their part.
Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I was on mute because I was like, oh, oh, Shiloh. Okay, let me tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. Miss VIP just took her socks off, pants off, bra off, everything on thing in my mind. I'm trying to tell you. That was ridiculously hot. I'm sitting up here like fanning, squirming in the daggone couch. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm like, you know what? I can't get myself together. And you know what, Diva? I think, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I really think. On that note, because that was one of the best bedtime sexy stories I've ever heard.
Thank you, thank you. That is just a,
we might need to end the show. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's an early part of my book. So yes, I want y'all to be expecting it. I'm not setting a specific goal for it to be finished, but it will be done this year. And I'm going to see if I can work on getting it out there, getting it published, because I think you guys will really enjoy what I've written down, you know.
Oh, yes. Duh. Hell yes. Hell yes.
Oh, yeah. And it only gets hotter. And love here, because it's actually a love story, okay? But you know I got to throw my eroticism up in there, you know.
I know that's like a, yes. So my diva, listen, this was one of the best shows, and it didn't matter who kept it, all that it was amazing. Because we have no more callers, but we're going to shut it on down. And I thank Lady A, and I thank everybody who's listening, because that hot I'm dead. I'm trying to tell you. I'm messed up. I'm going to take my water. I'm going to bed, and I'm going to try to sleep. And this is all your fault, baby.
What did I do?
So you're going to be like, the New York, the chocolate Einstein say, I do nothing. Okay.
I do nothing. Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
I did. I enjoyed the show, Diva. Right. Thank you for having me again. Always ride the shotgun. No.
All the time.
We just
hey. We ride or die, that's for sure. So listen, Diva. If you would, listen, ladies and gentlemen, just thank you. Like my diva said earlier, you know, without For Real, the Poet Douglas, we wouldn't be here. And
we love our fans. We really, really do. And listen, y'all stay safe, and God bless you. Diva?
Same thing, my same sentiments as my diva. Thank y'all for calling in, those of you that just listened, and then I hope you enjoyed the poetry. And, man, appreciate it. If it wasn't for y'all calling in, we wouldn't even have no show to, you know, to try and entertain y'all with. So thank you very much. Y'all continue to be safe because these germs are still out here attacking folks. They ain't got no names on them. They don't discriminate. And continue to love one another. And please, please, everybody, be kind to yourself. That's where spirit dwells. All right? And with that, I'm going to say peace, and I'm going to take you out with this.
Getting higher and higher is the fire.